What'll you set up?
Well, how's about a little of, Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes that I just start a lie. When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, pretty baby, won't you roll those eyes?
When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rockin' like an old peachy boat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
That was Bing Crosby. Fancy me introducing the program with a Bing Crosby recording. It was Bing singing on his radio program with the orchestra of John Scott Trotter in 1943. Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. The song had been written in 1910 for a New York show called Madam Sherry, written by Albert von Tulsa and Junie McCrea.
I never traveled further north than old Van Cortlandt Park, and never further south than the aquarium. I've seen the charm of Jersey City, but first let me remark, I saw it from the Empire State Solarium. But we've been putting nickels in the postal savings bank, and when those nickels pile up, we can toddle off and swank. And I don't mean an ordinary cook's tour. I mean a carbon deluxe tour. Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock. The money we have will go for travel. Meantime, let's walk around the block. We'll begin when our ship comes in. I'll sit on your lap all over the map. To London in May time, to Venice in playtime, to Paris in time for a frock. To Boston in bean time, darling, meantime, let's take a walk around the block. Winter at Christmas, we'll visit the Isthmus and see how they lock up a lock. And then in Caracas, on a jackass, we'll take a ride around the block. We'll keep to our promise to visit St. Thomas, and then at Jamaica we'll dock. The prospect is thrilling, still I'm willing just now to talk around the block. Onward to Cathay, then to Mandalay. Boom on to Bangkok. Perhaps Vladivostok. We'll send the folks cables, accumulate labels, buy souvenirs till we're in hock. But since we are flat in old Manhattan, let's take a walk around the block.
Ella Fitzgerald was accompanied by the orchestra of Billy May in that recording of Let's Take a Walk Around the Block. That was introduced in a review in New York City, the review titled Life Begins at 8:40, music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Ira Gershwin and Yip Harburg.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care, but myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart, a wedding ring, my all, my everything, my heart I can't control, you rule my very soul, my only prayer will be, someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes, you are my every dream, but it's only
make-believe. That was Conway Twitty. It's only make-believe. He wrote that song and accompanied by or supported by Jack Nance. Conway Twitty was mostly a country singer, had success in crossovers.
Let's go!
The Hop, Danny and the Juniors. Yes, it is Graham Pascoe's morning music time.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spends just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Ah, Jimmy the Diver. Ho, ho. Yes, Susie Tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Linya. And Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
Bobby Darin had fun with that recording of Mac the Knife, written by Kurt Vile, Bertolt Brecht and Mark Blitzstein.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but
but you. Sugar to bump. Give up to bump. Give up to bump. Give up to bump. Give up to bump.
Are the stars out?
Give up to bump.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you.
Dear.
The moon may be high. But I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes for.
That was the Flamingos hit record from 1959. It's I Only Have Eyes For You. The song dated from about 1934 when Dick Powell sang it in a motion picture called Dames. It was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe on your community radio station, 2MCE FM.
Thank you.
I started a joke, written by the Gibb Brothers, and they had a hit with it in 1969 as the Bee Gees. That recording was by flautist James Galway with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours bought the sun and the flowers. Day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy.
What a Difference a Day Made, sung by Dinah Washington. The song was written by Maria Grever and Stanley Adams. George White was a renowned impresario in New York, and for many years he produced, among other things, reviews, on-stage reviews, on Broadway, and they were called George White's Scandals. I think this one from 1939 was the last of his Scandals production. I'm going to play two songs from George White's Scandals of 1939.
And dine, and still no sight of you. I'm making believe you'll soon be here. I watch the door and sit and wait for you. It's just impossible, hard as I try to convince myself we've really said goodbye. I can't believe that you're not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. It's all so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Never to see your funny face again. Never to thrill to your embrace again. Oh, no, no.
no, no, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Those midnight suppers for two, our corny duets at dawn, those crazy moments with you, don't tell me that they are gone. Never to look into your eyes again. The sun might just as well not rise again. It's all so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed. But there's your empty chair, and there's your glass untouched. A shadow in the air was all my fingers clutched. Oh no, it wasn't a dream. It's horribly terribly true. My soul and my body scream. How can I live without you? To go through life forever missing you, to know that someone else is kissing you. The thought of it chills me and fills me with fright. No, I wasn't dreaming.
Something I Dreamed Last Night, sung by Johnny Mathis, was the orchestra directed by Glenn Osser. The song was introduced in the New York show George White Scandals of 1939, as was this song.
With a million smackers and nervous indigestion.
Rich fella eating milk and crackers. I'll ask you one question, you silly so-and-so.
With all your dough, are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun?
Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do so, can you have a little fun?
After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play.
Even the old gray man down home has gotta have hay.
Better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever. Before you're old and gray, it's still okay. Have your little fun, son. Have your little fun.
Thank you.
enslave and save. Life is full of ifs and buts.
You know, the squirrels save and save.
And what have they got? Guts!
Better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever.
Before you're old and gray, still okay. Have your little fun, son.
Tony Bennett and Elvis Costello made that recording in 2006. The song was introduced, as I said, in the George White Scandals of 1939, a Broadway show, Are You Having Any Fun?, written by Sammy Fain, Herb Madgeson and Jack Yellen. After playing you two songs from George White's Scandals of 1939, I thought it would be appropriate to play you one from George White's Scandals of 1922. And that was it. I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, a composition of George Gershwin. If you saw the film An American in Paris, you would have seen and heard George Guattari sing I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. Graham Pascoe's Morning Music is the show you're hearing. In the second half of my show, I'll be playing my singer of renown. A little bit before that, I'll tell you about a very unusual music-related event which took place on the 1st of September on Broadway.
yonder, out yonder, o'er the hills, where the mountains high seem to kiss the sky. Someone is out yonder, o'er the hills, waiting patiently, waiting just for me. Ramona, I hear those mission bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out a song of love. I bless you, and bless the day you taught me to tell. To always remember the rambling rose you wear in your hair. Ramona, when day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I dread the dawn when I awake to find you gone. Ramona, I need you, my own.
Thank you.
The American songwriter L. Wolfe Gilbert had a hand in writing the last two songs in 1928. The first was Ramona, it was sung by Gene Austen, and then Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, sung by the acclaimed Australian soprano Gladys Moncrief. The next three songs were introduced in a 1936 motion picture, Swim Time, starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you, just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look
Two songs written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields for the Astaire and Rogers film Swing Time in 1936. Diane Reeves sang Pick Yourself Up, and the Tune Twisters, a Melbourne quartet, sang the Oscar-winning song The Way You Look Tonight. Here's another song from the show.
A fine romance with no kisses, a fine romance, my friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah.
But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes.
Potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't even wrestle. You've never mussed the crease in my blue serge pants. You never take a chance.
This is a fine romance. A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance, I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion.
A fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies, we really need crutches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France.
France.
I haven't got a chance.
Chance.
This is a fine romance. A fine romance, my good woman, my strong, aged in the wood woman. You never give those orchids I send a glance.
They're just like cactus plants.
Oh boy,
this is a fine romance.
In the motion picture Swing Time, A Fine Romance was sung by Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. That recording was by Bing Crosby and Dixie Lee Crosby, his wife, recording with the orchestra of Victor Young.